Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, well, we are flying high.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, at that website, you can, if you hear an interview on the show live, and you missed a website, or or some point you wanted to, that one of my guests say that was really smart. I don't, you know, you probably didn't hear anything me say anything like that. But if one of my great Brain Trust members say something really smart, and you want to go back and pick that up again, all you got to do is go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. And all you got to do is remember the date they were on, or the week maybe, and you can sort it out. If you remember their name, you can type their name into my search engine, and you'll pull up all of the stuff that they've done with us, all the interviews, all the web articles. You can find their books there. But you can go back and listen to that over and over again. You can download. I'll let you download the file. What else? I don't know what else I can do for you. And so if you find something like that, you know, use our website. It's free. Thanks to our great sponsors like Insperity and who pay our freight. The newsletter, we have a newsletter we send you every Sunday afternoon. We haven't missed an issue in 20 years. This is our 21st year. We've never missed a Sunday afternoon getting that newsletter out to you. And so you have to subscribe, though. I can't do it for you. And you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. That's the way it works. And also, my books are there. You can find my books there, which I want to talk about the essence of one of them. And by the way, you probably figured out it's still just you and me, just the two of us. Just the rest of this segment. Grace Marie Turner will be here in a little bit. She'll save the day, return some order. So I want to talk some more about the my third book is called The Age of the Customer, and the reason why, and I know this sounds like shameless self promotion, but I really want, one of the things that's been interesting to me about the essence of that book, which is relevance, and the paradigm shift that's been going on. The paradigm shift in the marketplace that's converted you from being more in control of the relationship with customers to them having a majority of control, there's only one thing that's allowed that to happen, that shifted that paradigm, and that is the Internet. When I was, as I alluded to in the previous segment, I think I actually said it out loud, when I was carrying a kit bag for my companies, for Sears and for Xerox and things like that, when I was doing those things before I started my own business, I was my customer's internet. I was my prospect's internet. I'd have an appointment with them, or I'd drop by and knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? I'm with so-and-so." And they'd say, "Yeah, I'll take a few minutes with you." And they would ask me questions. I would tell them what I've learned, but they would say, "Tell me about this. Tell me about that. How do I do this? How do I do that?" Maybe I'd have a solution, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I knew who would, and I'd tell them. But they needed that conversation. They needed what was in my head, what I either knew or what other people had stuck in my head, or the material that I could bring with me or send them or bring back to them. They needed that because it was the only way people could get information in those days. There was not a general knowledge base of information about a particular industry or a product or an application. They had to learn that from us. Well, when the Internet came along 26 years ago, around 93, pretty much 93 was when we really were totally released to use the Internet commercially. 26 years ago, people started going online and learning stuff. They didn't wait for a salesman to call, a salesperson to call. You go online now, right? You're doing it yourself if you're doing it yourself, think about this, my friends. Think about how you're informing yourself. Look to your own experience as a consumer, as a business consumer. Look to your own experience. What are your expectations as you're trying to decide to make capital expenditures, as you're trying to decide which motor you need, if you're trying to decide which service to help you with accounting or human resources or sales training or whatever, as you're trying to decide all of those things, think about how you're informing yourself. Think about your own due diligence path. And notice how smart you are. Notice how informed you are. Notice how little you need the supplying company that you wind up going with. Think about how informed you are before you maybe even contact them. Think about how far along you are in the decision-making process before one of their representatives even talks to you. That's you in your role as a consumer, as a customer. Well, guess what, my friends? You have to turn that around on the way your customers and prospects think about you. And so you have to mount your campaign, your marketing campaign, your sales campaign, whatever you're doing, your online footprint especially, your online strategy. You've got to mount that with that understanding that customers do not worry about whether you're going to be competitive or not, because if you're not, they'll go somewhere else. But before they know what anybody's price is, they're going to rule out 100, maybe 10, 20, 100 prospective vendors, and they're going to wind up with two that they think they can do business with, and then they find out who's the most competitive. Relevance in the age of the customer, relevance trumps competitiveness. It's the new paradigm. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.